This is Cross Currents, and now we're going to talk about a different kind of fantasy, more the fairy tale variety. Children's Fairyland is a storybook-themed amusement park on the shores of Lake Merritt. Have you ever gone inside? Well, reporter Dahlia Cuenca pulls back the curtain.
Remember that old lady? You know, the one who lived in a shoe and had so many children she didn't know what to do? Well, that shoe is the first thing you see when going to Fairyland. In fact, you have to walk through it to get to the ticket counter. Once inside, visitors can choose from paths that lead all around the park. Past a large but friendly-looking magic dragon, an elf who sits on a red and white mushroom blowing bubbles for kids to chase, and you can't miss the giant bright blue whale that awaits mouth open wide at the farthest end of a paved courtyard. Two kids walk into the whale's mouth, where they're greeted by an aquarium and a speaker, playing a story and a song.
We will lose the whale with the fairy tale for all the world to see.
That's just one of 27 talking story boxes that visitors can enjoy, along with a Ferris wheel, carousel, and a train called the Jolly Trolley. Farm animals, fairy tale characters, and puppet shows fill the 10-acre park. It's like a smaller, gentler version of Disneyland. In fact, executive director C.J. Hirschfeld says Walt Disney visited Fairyland and was a big fan.
Disneyland is Fairyland on steroids. And I think what one thing people really do love about Fairyland, though, is that we are non-commercial. And parents can come here and not feel that they're being marketed to in a big way. And I think that allows parents to relax a little bit.
Hirschfeld says the park gets more than 150,000 visitors a year.
And I think it's because we are as affordable as we are. I mean, I joke about it with my staff that we're kind of the Walmart of, amusement parks. But I think there's some truth there. And as people are trying to conserve money and stay close to home with staycations, here's Fairyland, which is extremely affordable. You can pay one price and spend literally all day. And people are really appreciating that.
One of those people is 9-year-old Francesca Fernandez from Berkeley, who's getting ready to watch a puppet show. She says she visits Fairyland a lot.
I started coming when I was like 2 or 1 or a baby. And yeah, so basically more than 10.
More than 10 times?
Maybe more than 20.
Today, Francesca brought along her half-sister Bridie, who also comes here.
A lot.
But I've only gone with my half-sister.
It's already 4 o'clock, and Bridie and Francesca are still not done for the day. Bridie says they've been at Fairyland since 11 this morning.
We're going to ride the train after the puppet show.
Near the puppet show stage, another form of entertainment is taking place. It's Magic Dan, surrounded by dozens of glassy-eyed children, eagerly awaiting his next trick.
You know what this says right there? Magic Dan's secrets.
He holds up what looks like a normal book, but when he opens it, the pages appear to be on fire. It's nearly closing time, but we can't leave Fairyland without a life lesson.
Children, it is too hot to show you these secrets. And remember, children, do not go home and play with fire. Go to your neighbors. Oh no, don't do that either.
For local residents, Fairyland represents tradition. It's a local jewel. However, over the 50 years that it's been around, director C.J. Hirschfeld says Fairyland has evolved along with the city.
The biggest change is that there's a lot more diversity represented here now. Oakland is one of the most richly diverse cities in America. So I think we appreciate that not all princesses are white and blonde. And so we look at any character that can be, reflect diversity, and we try to go there with it.
Yet some things have remained the same. The park still tries to stimulate children's imaginations, emphasize literacy, and keep fairy tale stories alive through the story boxes. Those boxes are operated with what the park calls magic keys. Hirschfeld says they have become a symbol of growing up in Oakland.
Pretty much everyone over a certain age in Oakland on down has a magic key somewhere in their house, and it still works and it will always work. So that hasn't changed.
It's that magical combination of stability and adaptation that has made Fairyland a Bay Area institution for the past 6 decades and keeps people coming back for more.